bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otetuhi. And now, today's word.
The problem with most of us is we have become prisoners of our environment, prisoners of our background. So everybody in your background, the ladies are giving birth at 15 and 16 and 17. So you must also produce at 15, 16 and 17. No, whatever God takes you out of, he gives you power over. Listen to me. I have people sometimes give me complaint. Oh, you don't know where I came from. You don't know what happened to me. I have nobody to take care of me. I have no parents. And you use that to explain your miserable life. Is that what you have? When I see young men, sometimes the young men in the church come into church dressed haphazardly. They haven't tagged them in. They are just dressed by heart. And they think they have a right to. Why? Because they came from the ghetto. If God takes you out of the ghetto has no power over you. And so start dressing well. Bath properly. Wash the ghetto from you. Because what God takes you out of, he gives you power over. Put deodorant on yourself. Put proper deodorant. You don't sweat in your shirt on Friday, wear it on Saturday, bring it to church on Sunday. Perfume your body. You don't wear the same socks twice, man. Amen, amen, say amen. You don't wear the same underwear twice, men and women. Now, you cannot say, well, you know, my parents were poor. They didn't have any money. Oh, you're not alone, no. As for that, we've all passed there. We've all gone through that. But whatever God delivers you out of, he gives you power over. Say, I have power over my background. I have power over my environment. I have power over my history. You have power. You have power. Man came from the earth, but God never expected the man to live like the earth, dirty. He wanted him to live like God from above. Because although he came from the earth, there is a heavenly spirit in him. Although you come from the ghetto, there is a heavenly spirit in you. Although you come from poverty, there is a heavenly spirit in you. You have God's spirit residing in you. Don't return to the earth. Live above the earth and live like a person with the breath of life in him. Amen. To subdue the earth means that you have to rise above the limitations of the earthly life and live above the limitations of your environment, of your past, of your history. All right. So let me walk you through three areas that we can function in order to have dominion or to subdue the earth. Number one, master your field. In order to subdue after you have replenished, you have to be a master over your field, over your area of operation. God wants you to be a master in that area. If God has helped you to be fruitful, he's helped you to multiply, he's helped you to fill the earth, he wants you to be a master in that area he's called you in. Kindly turn with me in your Bibles to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 11 to 20. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 11 to 20. Let's see how this principle of becoming a master in your field as a part of subduing the earth operated in the life of the Apostle Paul. Today we're going to look close to the life of the Apostle Paul and the spread of the gospel and how these principles worked. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 20. Let's read. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick. And the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on all them, and the name of the Lord was magnified. Verse 18, and many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and a total of 50,000 pieces. In order to be a master in your field, there are four things you must do, or four things must happen. Number one, you must establish a commanding presence. A commanding presence. God does not just want you to be fruitful. He doesn't want you to multiply. He doesn't just want you to fill the earth. He wants you to establish a commanding presence with what you have. The Apostle Paul ministered in a world which was not open to the gospel message. In the places he preached, there were established deities which laid claim to the spiritual lives of the people. Yet in the midst of all this conflict, he established a commanding presence for Christ. He made sure that of all the deities and of all the magicians and of all the other spiritual practices there, Christ will be exalted above all. Christ became the commanding presence. To subdue the earth, you must establish a commanding presence. God does not just want you to be there amongst the crowd. Your presence should be distinguished, should be established, should be exalted. It must be a commanding presence. When your product, your activity, your work is compared with others, you must stand way above everybody. That is what I mean by a commanding presence. Christianity started as a subculture among Jews in the small occupied territory of Judea. Even among the Jews, it didn't have recognition. But this is just about 30 years or so after Jesus has died, and in Ephesus, which is totally a Greek society that worshiped other deities, had never heard of Jesus, never heard of the Bible, never heard of Abraham, never heard of the promise of the Messiah, never heard of anything like that. In 30 years, from the backwaters of Galilee, Christ has been made the supreme power in Ephesus. And all because they were fruitful, they multiplied, they filled the earth with the gospel message, and they established a name for Christ that was unparalleled. If God wants you to subdue the earth with what you have, you must establish a commanding presence. Secondly, you must distinguish yourself from imitators. As the ministry of Paul grew, imitators arose, as imitators will also arise when you start to do what God has called you to do. They tried to imitate the success of Paul and take credit for his message, because success will always breed its fair share of imitators. Yet in the midst of the imitators, Paul's uniqueness stood out. Even the demons, you would say they were the customers, the demons knew the difference. They could say, "We know Jesus, We know Paul. This one we don't know. You must establish such a unique brand, a unique authority with what you are doing, that people can tell the difference between what you have and what the imitation is trying to put out. If people mix you all up with everybody, it means you haven't established a uniqueness. If, for example, you are a hairdresser and people lump you together with all hairdressers when they are saying, all hairdressers, for example, just for the purpose of illustration, all hairdressers are lazy. If they say that and they don't exclude you, it means you don't have a commanding presence. If people say, for example, all churches are false, and they don't exclude our church from that categorization, it means you don't have a commanding presence. Because if you have a commanding presence, people should be able to distinguish you from the lot. They should be able to say, yes, all these ones are not good, but that one is good. When you do that, you are beginning to subdue the earth. The demons could say, Jesus, we know, we will obey. Paul, we know, we will obey. But you, we don't know, we will not obey. Can people tell the difference in your field? When people are categorizing your field of operation, can they set you apart? Can they say, you are different? You are not like the rest? If they cannot tell the difference, it means you may have replenished, but you haven't subdued yet. You don't have a commanding presence, and you haven't mastered your field, and you cannot be distinguished from the others. Paul distinguished himself from imitators and established an unassailable brand for the gospel in Ephesus. Third thing that must happen to show that you are really, really a master of your field is that you must be able to transform prevailing norms and practices. Transform prevailing norms and practices. One of the most remarkable results of Paul's ministry was how he got people to discard their established norms and practices to embrace his message. The Bible says that people made a public declaration for Christ, but not only that, they brought their magical works, their books, worth so much money, and burnt them. And they switched their brand allegiance from idolatry to Christianity. That is when you can say, we have established a commanding presence. We are masters of our field. We are subduing the earth. They switched their allegiance. Any one idea or product that subdues the earth must create a brand switch. People must move from one place to the other. People have switched. And maybe another 10 years they will switch. And maybe it will move to something else, because somebody else will come and subdue the one who was subduing. But what happened with Paul was the people made a switch. First, he had a commanding presence. They could distinguish him from imitators, and now they were ready to pitch their camp with the message of the gospel permanently. That is how you subdue the earth. You don't just become part of the competition. You rise above the competition, and you become the reference point for everybody. That's what happened to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Fourth, you must grow at a continuous and measured pace. The Bible says, so mightily the word of God grew and prevailed. A product or idea that subdues the earth continues in an upward trajectory and grows continually. And we see that with Christianity. We see that with the ministry of Paul. We see growth. We see increase. We see people who hitherto had never heard of Jesus embracing him and discarding what they believed in. People who never knew Jesus even existed 30 years ago, all of a sudden make a commitment to him for life. That is massive. This is 30 years after Jesus has died. And the whole world is transformed because this message was a very compelling message. In order to subdue the earth, you must be master of your field. Master of your field. If you're not master of your field yet, you haven't subdued. You may be fruitful, you may be multiplying, you may be filling, but you haven't definitely subdued. Second major way to subdue the earth is you must restrain your flesh. Restrain your flesh. God took man out of the earth, that is the flesh part. He put his spirit in man so that man could dominate the earth, the flesh part. The first earth you dominate is your flesh. Many successful people have been ruined because the flesh could not be restrained. One of the most formidable sportsmen, everybody hailed him. Success story. Nobody has seen his like before. Breaking all the records in his chosen field. Making a name. One of the most recognizable names in the world. It's just sad to see a person rise so high and fall so low simply because they couldn't restrain their flesh. Let me tell you, my friends, no matter how high you go, this flesh is going to be with you. This flesh. No matter how you go with your flesh. You become a president, your flesh is also a president. You become a big shot businessman, your flesh is also that. If you become a pastor, your flesh is also a pastor. And your flesh will want to interfere in your life. And if you don't control that flesh, it will bring you from up there, down here. So subdue the earth you are wearing. That's your body. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. This is what the Apostle Paul says. He says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Paul saw it as a possibility that he would do so much and lose everything. He thought and he believed it was possible that he himself, the great apostle Paul, preacher, could be disqualified. What Paul is saying is that I can even go to hell. I can take people to heaven and end up in hell. I can bless people and be a failure and a disappointment. I can be an encouragement to people and be a disappointment to myself. It says, if I don't want to do that, I've got to do something about my flesh. Everybody touch their flesh. This flesh, you have to kill it. You have to kill it. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, this is the Apostle Paul again speaking, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebi, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebi. Email otebi@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.